What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We're talking with Cynthia Becker. We are doing the listener spotlight. Cynthia emailed me just saying, hey, thanks for doing the podcast. I have been listening ever since I got accepted to Florida International University. So she has just completed her first year at Florida International. Also, when I got the email from her, I saw that she was president of the National Honor Society for Athletic Training, something like that. She's going to tell me more about it in just a second. And there was obviously Greek letters involved there. So, Cynthia, why don't you go ahead and I already told her, you know, you're still a student at Florida International. So why don't you go ahead and tell me about how did you learn about athletic training?
Sure. So I didn't learn about it. I knew about it because I was an athlete growing up. But then I didn't actually start to get interested in athletic training until I got to college. And the more I talked to professors about what I wanted to get into, and I specified I wanted to work with athletes, that's kind of when the attention was on athletic training as far as they work with athletes. So then I started to learn more about athletic training that way.
All right, so when did you make that decision? Was it in undergrad or?
Yes, it was in undergrad towards the end. I'd probably say maybe my last year. I originally wanted to be in strength and conditioning, so I still wanted to be in this, you know, similar field. And then after that, I was thinking physical therapy because I started to learn more. I started to learn about the body, and so I was more interested in physiology and rehab and stuff like that. And my undergrad, I was able to do an internship in the athletic training room at I went to University of Illinois Chicago. So I did my internship there, and where I really got to learn and understand more about what an athletic trainer does, so that I think I got more interested after that experience.
All right, so what do you want to do when you graduate?
I am not sure yet. I think I'm still trying to evaluate what setting I'm leaning towards. Ideally, I think I would like to work with higher level athletes, but I think I'm still pretty open, and it's easy for me to like and enjoy things in the different settings, so I think that's why it's such a hard decision, because right now I'm at a high school, so I enjoy working with those athletes, so I could see myself doing that. But then I worked with a college team last semester, and I enjoy doing that. So I think it's just really going to come down to the end when I'm actually starting to apply for jobs and seeing the different options I have. So
you don't, as of right now, you don't have one thing you're really leaning towards?
No, I would just say maybe I'm leaning more towards college. I'm interested in learning more about residencies. I think you guys actually talked a little bit about them. And so when I started to look up, there is a program in Illinois, which is where I'm from. So, but it's in the process of accreditation. So I, you know, look forward to seeing if that's going to happen, and maybe that's another avenue that I might try.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked with Forrest Pekka. So when we were talking about, there's one here in Texas, the Ben Hogan, but he works in Iowa. And so I know he has one there at the hospital he works with. So,
yeah,
very cool. It's a great opportunity to continue your learning and just kind of figure out. And we also a while back talked with Jenna Street. She's works with the Olympics and Paralympics. So maybe a great opportunity once you get your ATC or your certification to intern there or do something there, because, you know, it's obviously elite level athletes as well. So
right. Definitely. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So kind of walk me through, what has your athletic training career looked like so far since you just finished 1 year?
Since I just finished 1 year. Well, I started out, my first clinical rotation was at FIU football, Florida International University, with the football team. Mm-hmm. So I spent all fall there. And then after that, I worked with two different high schools. One was Miami-Dade Public High School, and then I also did work with a private all-boys high school. So that was really interesting to kind of see what it is to go from college to high school, and then one of the high schools was private and one of them was public. So also kind of see that too, so that's interesting, and you get to see how creative you have to be, so...
All right, so tell me a little bit more about the private high school. What did the staff look like there?
So they actually only had one athletic trainer. And I know she's working on She's hoping for another position to open up soon, but as far as the resources, there was a lot more available, a lot more tools to use or more equipment, that kind of thing.
So there was more resources, you feel, at the private high schools than at the public?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because the parents tend to pay for that kind of thing, or they just have less hoops to go through, or you don't really know why?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure. I think I'm so new to all this still that the only thing I would be able to do is maybe guess or something, and I don't think it's accurate enough to even say.
Fair enough. All right, what kind of, you said you worked with football there at the university and then at all boys schools there in high school and public school. What injuries have you seen so far, and what do you think is the worst that you've dealt with up to this point?
The worst that I've dealt with? Fortunately enough for the athletes, I haven't seen that many injuries, actually, just because when you're, my experience at the college, the roles and responsibilities are a little bit different. So there was definitely more severe injuries happening, but I didn't get a chance to kind of get that hands-on, close-up look. Unfortunately for me, I don't think I've really seen anything severe or bad enough. Nothing out of the ordinary. You know, a lot of like ankle sprains or something that's been really interesting is with the high school students. A lot of times they say, oh, this hurts, I'm having pain, and they get really nervous, but a lot of it is just them figuring out their bodies and learning that they're sore or things like that. As far as injuries out of the ordinary, I don't think I've really seen much.
All right.
Or dealt with much.
So you just said, you know, you've seen a lot of ankle sprains. What classes are you taking, or what's been your favorite class so far that's helped you to learn how to deal with an ankle sprain?
Probably my ortho class, just because that's where, you know, you review your anatomy and then begin to learn more about the structures and just different things about it, I suppose.
All right. So, again, you're a student there at Florida International University. What has been the thing that has been most memorable to you so far as an athletic training student?
I think actually more so the first, maybe my very first semester, and it's not necessarily a specific moment, but I think that's kind of where I had this aha of, wow, athletic training is a serious healthcare professional or profession. And so I didn't, even going into athletic training, I know that I wanted to do it, but I didn't realize like the healthcare involvement or the medical background, which is something that I enjoy. And so when I first came in and learned about the principles of athletic training, I started to really understand there's so much more to it and there's so much growth. So although it's not a specific time, that's something that I'm constantly thinking about. And it was an exciting moment for me because obviously you're in this profession because you love it and you love to do it. But then when you know it's that it's going somewhere and it's going in a good direction, it's exciting.
Very cool. If you were to go speak to somebody to recruit them to be an athletic trainer, what would you say?
I would say that if you enjoy working with people and helping people and being able to see results, but also enjoy a challenge, then this would be a great fit. If you're someone who can't sit still or likes to do different things happening every day, then this would be good. But if you're also looking for something maybe a little bit more consistent, there's options in that direction too. So I think the biggest thing, if you like to help people and you're passionate about the body and the way that works, it's a great profession to be in.
Okay. Now, if you're going to talk to somebody like me, somebody that is a professional that's been in, you know, several years, what, or even to one of your teachers, what is something that you would like to learn or know more about?
So there's endless questions I have. I always want to know kind of what you did as a young professional, what helped you? Is there anything you would regret or change? How did you make your decision on the direction that you wanted to go? What struggles you faced? I can go on and on, but please feel free to answer any of those.
That's great. I know we talked with some people about young professional, making a difference as a young professional. And, you know, like I said, you're the president of the NATA's Honor Society Student Foundation. Say it so I don't keep saying it incorrectly. What is it again?
So it's the National Athletic Trainers Association. It's the the Professional Honor Society. So it's Iota Tau Alpha.
Iota Tau Alpha?
Yes.
All right. So I could remember it when it was on the bottom of the email, but I just don't have that in front of me.
Right. So, yeah.
Again, we talked about making a difference as a young professional, but I think you're far ahead of where I am. As I talked about yesterday, I did an internship with the Texans, and mm-hmm. I got released from that internship because I borrowed one of the player's car. He gave me permission. He said, here, just drive my car. I was like, oh, okay, sure. So I went up there, and then the athletic trainer found out, wasn't happy with it. So then they're like, all right, well, you're done. I'm like, well, that sucks. But, you know, I was taking advantage of the situation, but I wasn't taking advantage of it for athletic training, just basically for personal gain. And so,
right.
You know, it's, yeah, I would not do the dumb stuff that I did.
right. Yeah. That's a tough situation too. Because sometimes you just don't even realize.
Yeah, exactly.
I never would have thought that would have been something to be released by.
Yeah. I don't know.
Good mental note.
Yeah, there you go. So if you get an internship, don't borrow the player's car and get in trouble.
Got it. Yes.
All right. Tell me, you said you were an athlete in undergraduate or just in high school?
You're talking about an intern?
No, you said you were an athlete, right?
Oh, yes. In high school and college, yeah.
High school and college. What sport did you play in college?
Softball.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are some of the injuries that you personally dealt with in softball?
So I think the first one is probably when I was in middle school, I think maybe sixth or seventh grade, I was diagnosed with spondylolisthesis, which I haven't learned too much about yet in class, but whatever I say is stuff that I've heard from the doctors. So it may or may not be totally correct. So I was high jumping, and I went over the bar for the first track meet, and I felt like I couldn't get up. Of course, I tried it again, and then I really couldn't get up. But eventually I went to the doctor. They found out that that's what I had. So I was in it was right around summertime too, so right before softball season. And so I was in a brace for 6 months and then slowly got back into it. I didn't have problems at all through all of high school, which was really great because I was Olympic lifting in high school and I never had any issues. But then my freshman year in college, we were leaving for our very first tournament, and I felt this exact same pain. And then so ever since then, it's never gone away. So that was the biggest injury I dealt with. And, you know, I went through physical therapy and, you know, lifelong exercises that I don't do like I should, but for sure, we all know that. We all do that.
Right. Yeah. And I think I talked about it at the beginning of this year when athletic trainers get hurt.
You know,
we know what to do, but just for some reason, we don't do it. So.
Right.
All right. If you were going to give some advice to athletic trainers in general, maybe something that you've learned or, I don't know. Yeah, I guess just some advice. What would that be?
To an athletic trainer?
Yeah.
Or to who?
Athletic trainers.
Okay. Athletic trainers. That's a good one. When I think about giving advice to athletic trainers, I just feel like they're already an athletic trainer. I don't know that I could really give them advice that they don't already know about, you know? I don't know, maybe just change is a good thing. I don't know. I know some of my classmates that we've been dealing with a lot of changes in the curriculum. And I think that if you can learn to accept that change could be good, just slow down and take a breath and everything will be okay.
All right. Yeah, I think there's a lot of changes coming in athletic training and athletic training education and people trying to make a difference. And some people are kind of barking up the wrong tree. So we just slow down and, you know, there is going to be some changes and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But yesterday, Carlos was saying, you know, spend your energy affecting the things that you can change and don't worry about the rest. So
yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Who are three people you would like to say thank you to and why?
So my professor from UIC, my undergrad, Dr. Hamster Wright, she was amazing, not just at teaching, but just everything, communicating. She was so busy and she was so involved, yet she always seemed to be able to communicate. And I think she taught me so much in the classroom, and then she's very inspiring. So now when I hold people accountable, or, you know, the professors up to, you know, standards, I feel bad because she's kind of what I use as my standard guide of what I should expect. But if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would be as passionate about my anatomy and physiology. And she's also an athletic trainer. But obviously she's teaching now, so she's not really focused in an athletic training room. But yeah, so I couldn't thank her enough for like how she's influenced me. And then I had another professor at UIC who was he talked a lot about paradigm shift, and nothing specific, but kind of tried to open our minds. So I think by him doing that allowed me to kind of begin to understand there's not one answer. And just because someone says something doesn't mean that's the way it is. So, and he also introduced me to Reset Movement, which is a certification that's pretty new, and I think starting to take off a little bit. So I need to work on that, but I have to thank him for that. And then my sister, just because she's amazing support, and she's really the best and helps me get through everything.
All right, very good. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cynthia, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Yeah. Thanks for listening and regularly listening. Thanks for reaching out. And it makes a big difference whenever you just reach out to somebody and say thank you. I know yesterday Kathy Shupa said that she wrote a thank you note every day for a whole entire year. And it affects people in a far greater way, because whenever I see you, a future athletic trainer, saying, hey, thank you for what you're doing, it really encourages me and really makes me want to keep going. So thank you for reaching out and, you know, making it important to you.
Of course. I really enjoy, and I can't believe how much you guys do so much just to get the technology going and do all this. I could barely get myself in this group thing. So I can't imagine all the work that you guys put into it. And I really appreciate it. And I think this is going to make me such a much better clinician, and just listening to all the things that you guys talk about it. So thanks. Don't stop. Keep going.
All right. Sounds great. So, Cynthia, what if somebody wants to get a hold of you? How are they going to do that?
My email is C, and then B as in boy, ECK034 at FIU.edu.
All right. So you can get a hold of Cynthia there with her email. You can, did you say ECK or EK?
EK. Okay. Feedback.
All right, so I have that email, so if you need to get a hold of her, if you want to find out more about the National Honor Society for Athletic Trainers that she's leading up there at Florida International or something like that, then definitely get a hold of her. Or if you're looking for a new applicant next year, then
yes.
Hopefully she will have passed all of her boards and everything by this time next year. So, all right, well, good luck, Cynthia. Thank you
for
joining.